Hello and welcome to episode 357 of Sprague and Zay Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is like our month in waiting week in Geek. That'd be my fault. Depression is fun. And so, yeah. But we're kind of back. I don't remember half of what happened in the world, so we'll try to figure out things from the top of our head.
You know, most shit didn't really happen, so.
We're still in quarantine.
Yes.
Ish. We're opening back up, which is, it's nice to, like, be opening back up, but the non-essentials are back on the road, and I almost got in 3 accidents yesterday alone.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, man, I was going to and from, like, 80 miles an hour. And now I can't get over 60. And I'm like, you fuckers.
I mean, I'm spoiled. I haven't driven on the road during rush hour. Although I was telling Sarah, I really want to start hiking in the morning, which means I will be getting back during rush hour, most likely.
I do want to start hiking again on the weekend because my gym's still closed, but I want to start hiking.
If they're open.
But like, the big driving force behind hiking is breakfast.
I did have breakfast the last time I went hiking, and it was odd but nice at the same time.
Well, restaurants are opening, mm-hmm. So like I might just start hiking again because restaurants are opening and deal with it.
Mm. I just needed it because of the fresh air. I saw my first rattlesnake of the season.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't get bit, obviously. It was a baby. I would have fucking died if it bit me. Because babies don't, they're kind of like,
they can't control their
own. Yeah. So they just like fucking would dump on you. And I saw a snake previously, the week before when I hiked South Mountain, but it was not a rattler. It was just a really tiny one with definitely like the mouth. You can tell that it had fangs. And I'm like,
I mean, all snakes have fangs.
How about this? It looked venomous. Venomous. Because okay. Like usually like the circle. Venomous, yeah. Like usually the rounder ones, I'm like, I'm not as worried about. We don't have a lot of those. We have a lot more ones with angled jaws.
No, and stuff. Everything out here wants to kill you.
But it's like
literally a mini, everything wants to kill you.
It's like a mini Australia.
Yeah.
All the stories I hear about Australia make me go like, well, maybe I don't want to go there. Maybe that's why everyone's drunk in Australia.
Speaking of places we don't want to go to, we're gonna give a review of Extraction, the Chris Hemsworth movie, produced by the Russos. One of the Russos, who are the producers.
That was a good segue. I like that.
Avengers, Endgame, Infinity War.
Yeah.
He plays
21 Bridges.
I haven't seen 21 Bridges.
I haven't seen it. I'm kind of curious, but I'm not super into it. But
yeah. He plays basically a hitman, but he's the good kind ish.
He's upset about his life. Like bad shit happened.
He's just a badass dude that does things for money.
Yeah. With a nebulous past.
But he's not a bounty hunter. He's not a hitman.
He's a mercenary.
There we go. He's a mercenary, and he is hired to rescue a drug lord's son from another drug lord in India.
Mm-hmm.
Is
it Bangladesh or is it? Yeah,
Bangladesh.
Because that's what we're like talking about this. I'm like, oh, the tourism board must love this place.
Dude. I deal with crowds like Comic-Cons and such routinely, sporting events routinely, which is like 60,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really bother me. I got so much anxiety watching this movie that I was like, I never want to go to India. Thanks for producing this movie.
You're welcome.
There's
I totally did that. But yeah.
Well, not you.
Yeah, no.
There's a scene where they show like the palace of mm-hmm. the one drug lord, and they zoom out just a little bit. And the palace, like, there's nothing going on. And then the two roads next to it have, like, thousands of people. And I'm like, And the cars are driving and they just walk right in front. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Anyway, he is sent to rescue this drug lord's kid. The guy that's working for him, the part that I had problems figuring out, the guy that works for him
looked like he was... The drug lord?
The drug lord in prison.
Yeah.
Looked like he was trying to kidnap the kid as well to get ransom for him as... Like a...
I mean, the way I took it is that he hired a person that he knew he couldn't pay for, so then he wanted to kill that person, have him do all the dirty work, not have to pay for him, and then be able to return the drug lord's son and not get killed himself.
Okay, maybe, yeah.
That's kind of the way I took it as. Because he says it in the beginning when he's talking to his wife, I can't afford this, but I think I have no way. And I was like, oh.
Was that his wife?
I thought it was his wife. The person he's talking to in...
The Indian lady that went...
Yeah, it wasn't like... Was no,
the
no,
middle,
no, no, no.
The
no.
Middle Eastern lady that went
so on the mission. So the Indian dude who tried to kill Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
Who hired Chris Hemsworth.
Right. Oh, yes, his wife, yes.
He tells her, like, hey, it's like, I need to figure this out. That I don't have to afford it. So that's okay. What I took
that
it
That makes
as.
Sense. That makes way more sense.
But...
Good on you.
I try to pay attention sometimes.
Anyway, there's like a 17-minute car chase scene that is a one-shot that apparently it took him 6 months to rehearse and do, and it was awesome.
It was really fun.
While we're watching, I told Sarah, I was like, I love these John Wick movies. Like, John Wick started this thing, and... John Wick started this thing for the States. Like, the Raid pretty much...
Like, that or, like, Ong Bak, stuff like that, shit like that.
Well, just this... Stuff. This over-the-top action stuff. The Raids did it, and, like, Dredd did it. John Woo did it. Or John Wick. John Woo's done it, but...
Yeah.
It was, but John
More
Wick,
doves.
Anna, like, Atomic Blonde. Like, I'm loving these movies.
Yeah.
They're fun and dumb, and they just do these things where, like... At one point, he picks up a dude and hits the dude with the other dude. And I'm like, yeah.
Or hits the dude. Does he get, I can't remember, does he get hit by the truck and gets knocked into another thing? Or does he hit someone with a truck and they get thrown back?
He hits the Indian guy that was coming to kill him.
And he gets like, the guy's like, gets up.
And the little boy's like, you hit him with a truck. He's like, yep.
And you're like, all right.
Yeah. This movie's fun. It's... really well shot. Like, Netflix has finally, I think, realized that they can make movies. It's still not upper echelon.
Yeah.
It's not a AAA movie. It's like a AA movie. And you're like, yeah, okay, I can get behind this. I did have fun with it. It was fun to watch him and David Harbour get in their little fight. Which I'm sure they were probably like, hey, Stranger Things. Yeah, and I wonder if they... Because they have a lot of people that are in their TV shows in their movies.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they do some sort of deal with them for their contracts.
Maybe, or they just have like a preferred list or something like that.
Right. But yeah, I enjoy this movie.
I mean, So, with the action...
But I'm never like, India.
Yeah.
Never.
So with the action scenes, I had a great time. Whenever it was not an action, I got bored. Yeah, like, that's where I'd say, like, you're saying AA as, like, it verges on that AA kind of thing, because the story itself wasn't what drove me. What drove me is get me to the next action sequence.
Yeah.
Which, for John Wick, you can make that argument. Like, the first one, I'm like, I was on both, because I'm like, this is stupid, and I'm on board for the story, and I just want to see how ridiculous this gets, plus action. As we got later into the other movies,
John Wick had done something, like, we hadn't really seen with that gung-fu of, like,
yeah.
Oh, so you're kind of paying attention of like, give me more of this.
Yeah.
Where this is like, okay, I mean, I've seen other movies do it, but you're giving me things that you're hitting a dude with another dude. Yep.
My thought is I would have liked the movie to be shorter. So, yeah,
it did feel very long.
That's what probably, like, it took me to watch a bunch of times where I actually split the car chase up a much, what I feel a little bad about. But I enjoyed the action when it was there. The action is freaking fantastic. It is really well choreographed, really well shot. Everything else is like I could do with less of. But it wasn't terrible by all means. I don't know if I'll go back and watch again. I might just watch those action cool scenes that I really liked. But yeah, like even that when he was going after the kids and not killing them and just like fucking... I freaking love... He's like...
slapped that kid like 8 times.
It was so stupid. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I had a good time with it. I would say give it a shot. It's definitely worth the time.
And we had talked about this in the group message, and I would like to see Netflix start adding special features to their stuff.
Hmm.
Of, you know, you go and do behind the scene or director commentary or stuff.
Amazon does that, I think.
Do they?
I think they do. Well, I know at least when they put movies, they do have extras on there, and you can see, like, trailers and behind-the-scenes stuff. But yeah, I would absolutely love that stuff.
That's one of the things that I really love about physical media is the fact that you get all these things with it. And I know the majority of people don't care, but
yeah.
I think it would be nice, something that they could do for their, at least their own stuff.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, like, I look at a lot of the stuff that they've come up with, and there's things I kind of want them to revisit in some way. Like, I liked Bright.
Like, the one I thought they were going to do more of
that. I thought they were going to do more of it, too. And it's just, I don't know if they're just throwing so much shit at the wall to see what sticks that they then forget about it because they're constantly moving forward.
But there was, like, so much world building that, and at the end, they were like, okay, you're going to do more of this just without Will Smith. Because, like,
yeah.
But it is.
No.
Nothing.
But yeah, I do enjoy this one. I would recommend people go see it. It's worth, if anything, just for the action and the advertisement for India. So for our next one, it's going to be my suggestion. We're going to watch, not Margot Robbie, try to escape her family, trying to, or her new family, try to kill her in Ready or Not on HBO Go.
HBO Go, that's where it's at. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As always, if you have anything you want us to watch on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, which I forget that I even have, really.
The only reason I want to go back and watch is I realize Cool Runnings should be on that again, and I've been wanting to watch Cool Runnings.
It should be there at some point. Princess Bride is on there.
Is it now?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was on by them.
I didn't either, which was weird, but it's on. But badhammer@gmail.com, badhammer@gmail.com, yeah. Sparking Thinking on Facebook. Reach me on my Tower Skippy.
My current Candles.
But like, Disney Plus, I retweet porn, hasn't done anything that I can think of that.
No.
Like, they did Clone Wars, but all they did was bring that back.
And they did, like, the new
season. And they did Mandalorian. Season,
which was new.
Which is the only thing that's new. But then season two, which we'll get into with the news, is not new anymore. We did watch Pixar in real life.
I didn't see it.
It's cute. They're little, like, 5 or 6 minute shorts.
Okay.
The one with Finding Dory is cute. The one with Inside Out is pretty cute. The Wall-E one is cute. The Up one is meh. The Toy Story one is meh. And I think there's one more.
I haven't seen these, but because I always forget to go back on to Disney Plus.
It's a fun little quick thing where they kind of put Pixar stuff in real life. So they have the control panel from Inside Out.
Yeah.
And people will walk by and touch it. And then have actors come by and like do these scenes or whatever. And it's like, okay, that's kind of cute.
I heard about that.
It's fine. But Disney Plus
is resting on its laurels.
All it has is Disney stuff.
Yes. And there's not a lot of original. There's not a lot of updated content. The fact that they're like, yeah, we brought
Rise of Skywalker.
Walker. I'm like, cool.
And, like, they did Frozen 2 early.
They did Frozen 2 early, and they did bring Onward, which was neat.
Yes.
Because that's the way I saw Onward. And I know they're going to be bringing out, God, what was it recently they were talking about? Oh, they're bringing out Hamilton.
Yeah, which is weird.
Which I'm so fucking excited.
But that's not, like, that's not theirs. So they're doing Netflix of, like, here, watch somebody else's stuff.
Well, they had, like, so they had, the only thing I saw recently is, like, they had Newsies. They did a because Newsies is their property, right? So they did do a redo of Newsies where they did a Broadway recording thing. So I think that's something they're trying to get more into. I'm fucking excited about it. But like, that's the only thing I can tell
people
you.
People have been talking about this for years of like
Disney having their own thing.
No, Broadway stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Of like, we would pay to watch Broadway stuff, but we can't get to Broadway and the tickets are ungodly expensive.
Yep.
Why don't you do something? And they've been like, nope, fuck off. They have this real nose in the air, sniffing their own farts, like, we're higher than everybody else. And finally, this pandemic was like, okay, we're not getting any money. And they're like, oh, fine, you guys can have this.
The funny thing is, they were going to release it in next year, and they pulled it up. But I want more of it, because I don't necessarily want them adapting stuff to a movie, but just recording the fucking Broadway plays, because the Broadway plays put on a good fucking show.
Yeah, I don't.
I love fucking Broadway plays.
I don't understand why you don't make it
approachable. Available. Oh, yeah, not approachable.
Like, every once in a while, we'll see ads, when we used to go to the movie theater, for
like, Fathom events and stuff.
Like, the Fathom events of, like, operas and stuff, and I'm like, somebody out there, because obviously there's people watching this, because they wouldn't do it, so why don't you do this? Why don't you live stream on a Broadway night, be like, hey, we're doing Lion King, and you can buy tickets in the theaters for this. They would still end up making... They would make more money from it. Like,
I guarantee they'd make more money from it. I think it would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's going to dwindle the fact of people wanting to go see it live. I think people that would never see it live will actually finally get to see it. So you're getting money from untapped resources.
Right.
And then you actually may influence people that have never seen stuff like that wanting to go and see it live.
Right. Because most people, if they've seen a play, have seen, like, High School Musicals.
Yeah.
Not High School Musical, but, you know.
Yeah.
High school plays. And, like, I'm not saying anything bad about those...
That's an entry level, yeah.
Yeah, you're not watching a high school movie and being like, man.
Watch Wicked being performed on live, for like on stage, stuff like that. With that, it's fucking badass. Book of Mormon fucking was fucking amazing. I would love that to be more available because you, right now, you're right. If you don't see it on live, you don't get a chance to see it at all. Which in our common and where we're at right now is a very odd place to be. But yes, I'm excited for them. But that's all that I know of Disney Plus. That's the only reason I'll actually go into Disney Plus is because of that.
Yeah,
because Clone Wars, I don't really care about. I'm sorry, I've tried getting into it. At some
point, I'll get back into it. Like, I've watched 2 or 3 episodes of Rebels, and I'm like, I should watch this. And maybe after I finish with Gotham, I will. Like, I'm on the last season of Gotham finally, which is a truncated season. Thank the maker. And so maybe I will afterwards because I want to watch it and know some of these other background characters, and I'm like,
yeah,
who are you? What are you doing? Like, I don't know the Rebels essentially. Like, I know who they are, but I don't know their story. There's a main villain in there that I'm like, I don't know this guy. Darth Maul makes appearances. Ahsoka, mm-hmm. Ahsoka's in there, and I'm like, I guess.
Yeah, I don't like this art style, so it's hard for me to like it. And I did try watching through the first season of Clone Wars, and it was so hard to get into. And I even tried doing the right way to watch it.
See, I really liked Clone Wars. It was good. But I need to watch it the right way.
Well,
this next time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just maybe in my mindset or something like that, because I'm a fake Star Wars fan. I don't know.
We all are.
Yeah. Obviously. But it is the service that I don't really care about. I am more excited about HBO Max than I am about Disney Plus, but I feel like HBO Max is gonna be the same exact thing for Disney Plus. And I'm not really excited for HBO Max is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
So
I was like,
there's like one thing I'm like, cool.
Speaking of the one thing, we might as well just fucking get to it. It's actually happening. And I
really said I cut.
Dude, the amount of people I saw online that were like, aah! So I'm like, what the the Snyder Cut of Justice League is real, and it's coming out next year
on HBO Max only. And you're super excited. It's like
four and a half hours long.
You're so excited. What if you love it though?
I would love to love it. Yeah, like I would love to love it. And one of the people were talking about like the director's cut of BVS makes it a completely different movie. But I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. Watch the director's cut, and I was like, you added like 3 scenes. The Abyss is the only director's cut that completely changes the movie for me.
I really do like The Abyss. I actually have never seen, because The Abyss director's cut has the tidal wave, right?
Yes.
And then it doesn't have the tidal wave otherwise, because you don't see the idea of like the destruction going on around the world.
It does, but like the tidal wave starts and then just goes away.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. There's no
explanation
as to why.
Oh, okay.
You're just like, okay. The way the non-director's cut makes it look of like they spared humanity. Not that humanity shows that
there
is something good.
I really, really want to watch Abyss again.
Yeah.
It always makes me thirsty. Because there's that point where it goes like the wiggly part there, and I'm like, oh, I just want a straw. As a kid, that's all that's I can think
water.
Of. Yeah, I know, but in my mind as a kid, I was like, I just want a straw.
I mean, I'll watch it, but like,
I looked online because IGN had an article, a bunch of like director's cuts that change movie stuff. And it did have The Watchmen, which I actually still kind of like Watchmen. It's not perfect, but I like it. It's pretty.
The movie?
Yeah. The comic I don't like. I read the comic and I did not fucking like it. I actually liked the movie better. But it also talked about BVS, which I haven't seen the director's cut, but I remember talking to you about it and it didn't seem very important.
No.
So I'm kind of curious to see. I don't know. I also don't know what the fuck... Well, no one knows, including DC, what the fuck DC's planning to do with all their damn stuff.
No. No. Like, they're still promoting... Wonder Woman is coming out this year? And Tenet got a new trailer.
I didn't
know. And it still shows it's coming out in July.
Let's hope.
That'll be interesting.
Well, I know... What is it? Christopher Nolan has gone on saying that he wants to be... He wants his movie to be one of the movies that theaters open back up to, kind of thing. Like, as that be, like, the tentpole for theaters being opening back up, in a sense.
Well, I know he's a big proponent of theater experience.
Yeah.
Which
makes fucking sense for his movies.
Yeah, too. Right. Next news story, speaking of theaters, our local chain, Alamo Drafthouse, filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, I saw that.
I really hope it's just protection.
I think the one they said that it's basically them just trying to reorganize.
That's what I hope, because they just finished a building over here by us.
Oh, yeah, because there's a third one
they're opening up over this way. I think it opened a week before everything closed.
Fuck.
Like, they just finished this building. And while I don't go to Alamo for movies...
I go there for their movie parties.
I go there for the parties.
Yes, I agree.
For their experience stuff. Like, their movies, I'm like, eh. Their seats aren't comfortable.
No. But I love the experience.
But the experience of the parties and the special events and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. They do them. They knock the fuck out of them. There's also that conversation. I didn't see anything updates on it, but AMC in talks with Amazon. I heard that one and I hadn't heard if it was a rumor or not. But it was actually, I think it was Jackie who told me about it. But yeah, it's like that they were in talks with them because the idea of just wondering about if they're going to reorg or be bought out. And I was like, well, if Amazon Prime adds an AMC pass, then...
Dude.
But it'd be fucking crazy.
I'm all
crazy.
Here for Amazon overlords. If that happens, I'll be like, All right,
suck and go. That's all the movie stuff, because really nothing's come out.
No, nothing's ever going to come out.
Game-wise, I know that it's been spattering of stuff. Like, you didn't get to see it, but they did do the Ghost of Tsushima. I should be able to say that right.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Playthrough stuff. And it looks pretty. It looks like Breath of the Wild, open world kind of thing. I want to see how it plays. Mm-hmm. That's where I really... Because it looks good. Cool. Great. Looks pretty.
Fuck, Uncharted is like 2 weeks. 3 weeks.
Yeah, Uncharted the movie. Yeah, right.
Or, I'm sorry, Last of Us.
Is it really 3 weeks?
It's June
something. Fuck.
Yeah, it's May. It's Comic-Con weekend, buddy.
Yeah, that... the only reason that computed is I actually go cancel a bunch of my PTO. Because I'm like, I'm not doing shit with this.
Yeah, I took my PTO. I was like, I don't need this. Mm-hmm. I still have my PTO for July. And I'm like, I was going out to visit the Hetero Life Mate when we went to Cedar Point. So I was going to take a week and hang out with him, and then we were going to go to Cedar Point for 2 days.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think I'm going to need this.
Awesome. I'm canceling my PTO progressively as I go. I kept Saturday off, and I didn't really do it. I went over and saw my family.
I'm keeping Dapper Day.
I have Dapper Day off still.
Currently.
Yeah. Ah, fuck.
This one sucks. Fuck this planet.
What is also... I know there is Origami King, the Paper Mario game for Switch got announced. What is it? Then it's Call of Duty Cold War, which...
1980s?
I'm curious
about. I still need to pick up World War II, though.
We talk about that a lot. And it's
like, every time it's $20, I'm like, why have I not bought this?
I haven't seen it for $20. I thought the fact that you keep on seeing it for $30.
It's been $20 a bunch during this pandemic, and I'm like...
I know State of Play is going on right now with, like, their sale.
Why don't I fucking buy this? And I probably should buy it, because I actually really do miss Brochella. I just got really burnt out on Battlefront, and...
Division never really clicked for you?
I like Division, but the loop is just too similar, where I'm like... I don't...
Yeah.
Like, it's MMO light, where an MMO I get into because things change almost all the time, where I didn't... feel much change regarding the gear or whatever I was wearing. I was just like, well, I do a little less damage or whatever. But like an MMO, if you change your boots, like your character can be completely different. And I'm like, man, I keep looking at 15 like, but I haven't played a lot of games. Actually, I've just been painting a bunch.
I've actually been playing a lot of games.
And so, yeah.
Yeah. I beat Days Gone.
Yes.
That game deserves to be played by more people. We didn't play at launch date.
No. So. And that's the thing. I think it launched broken. And I'm like, it's not perfect. Deacon's driving down the road, yelling, yeah. And like,
oh my god, freakers. Or he's like, hey, I'm talking to my friend pal, like, oh my god.
And he's yelling at the radio.
Stupid.
But it's just, it's a solid, fun game. And
the mechanics are good, the loop is good, the way, like, I loved it when I started learning new things. Yep. I wanted more. I think the only thing that got a little tedious is how, like, I liked how you'd discover a new recipe, right? And then you could gather new things that have always been there, but now you could gather them, like growlers and alarm clocks and shit like that. They'd always been there, you just couldn't grab them. I think the part that upset me is that there's a lot of things that required similar parts, so it made it harder to farm those. And especially when you're trying to take out hordes.
One of the things that kind of got on my nerves is if you would throw something to distract, like,
not all of them would go.
Sometimes they would look at you as opposed to what you threw to distract. And you're like, all right, your mechanics are off a little bit. Like, there are things where hopefully this has an Assassin's Creed 2 thing.
Yeah.
Where you can play Assassin's Creed and you're like, this is rough, but there's a lot here.
Yeah.
And they built on it really well. Where Days Gone isn't rough, you're like, but there's a lot here too.
I would love to see a progressive thing of being able to upgrade your items. Like, the idea of you go from the Molotov to the napalm, like, cocktail, basically. Right. Like, do the same thing with some of the bombs and stuff. Because my problem is it got so tedious. I had to build up so much every time I wanted to take on a horde that I got tired of taking on hordes. Like, the experience was fun and intense, but I got tired of taking on them because I'd always then have to go and run and find more shit.
I would just load up my junk and load up my satchel. And take out as many as I could with...
satchel.
On the motorcycle.
But you can't put items in there, can you?
You put ammo. Yeah, so I take out as many as I could and then just unload with my machine gun.
That was one of my problems, is I always went for the most powerful rifles and pistols to take on humans. And the problem is that those are not very conducive to taking on hordes.
No.
You need something to spray fucking bullets. Yeah. And I did that near the end of the game. And I was like, oh... that wasn't as hard, motherfuckers. But I like the game, and it's like, for $20, 100% play this game. Though I will say I had game-breaking bugs midway through the game that made me a little freaked out that I, like, killed my save and I was about ready to turn the game off.
Ooh.
There's a part where you have to go into a cave with O'Brien, and he's telling you to go into a cave to go find his pals. Every time I
drove there... Is that when it goes black? When the power goes out?
No, okay. This is a part where you're actually going into a cave, and it's... you have to go down there. Yeah. There's one part. You go down there. The problem about it is, like, I drove there, and as soon as I'd start getting close to the cave, I would notice all the terrain would get soft, like, as in it wouldn't be as defined as it normally is. And then I'd park there, the scene would go on, and I would turn around, and there was a bunch of holes in the ground, and you could fall through the earth.
Weird.
And the problem is, I didn't discover this because I went to the bottom, I did the whole scene, and then it signals a horde. The horde never came. And I was trying to figure out what the fuck I was doing wrong. What I found out is that because when the scene started, it opened up the holes in the earth, the horde was always falling in the earth, and I could never finish the fucking scene. And I was like, motherfucker. And I had to quit it like 3 or 4 times. I was so pissed. I tried doing different things. I tried doing missions, but every time I went back to that mission, it kept on doing that. And I was so pissed because it was a story mission. And then one time I did it, and it didn't break, and I was so fucking excited because I was so close to quitting the game at that point.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was fucking weird. But other than that, I love the game.
I keep thinking, I'm like, I'm going to go back to it. I'm making Sarah play Horizon right now because she beat 7. And I was like, you should play more video games while I'm not in this massive video game. Because, like, Last of Us comes out, and my ass is sitting in this chair until I'm done with it. So I'm like, well, until, you know, right now, might as well just do it. And so she's playing Horizon. And
Jackie loves Horizon.
She's playing Horizon on, like, easy story mode. Yeah, that's what Jack does too. And so she'll go over and she'll see a fucking dinosaur, and she'll she doesn't do the pullback and let the tension... she just hits her own... And I'm like, what's it like to play video games for fun?
Let me tell you, buddy.
Because...
I also started Final Fantasy IX for the first time. Yes. I'm still not liking it. It is, the style is so hard to get used to. Gameplays, it's okay. I'm definitely playing all the easy modes because I just want to beat it. But it starts really slow. And it doesn't start on a strong footing. And I don't really feel it for the characters, but I'm giving it a shot. Because I've only just, like, gathered all the characters and finally got to the open world kind of stuff. So I'm hoping I get into it more. But I'm like, okay.
You're not going to. If you're not into it by that point,
I'm going to beat it, then I'll hate fuck it, beat it. And I'll just put it on, like, God mode and go through it. But, yeah. This game, I'm waiting to see what everyone really digs out of it. Like, Vivi is the coolest character. Everyone else is kind of meh. Like, Zidane is a womanizer. The Steiner is, like, incompetent, but loyal. And then Dagger just wants to get away. Vivi is fucking adorable.
Vivi's the man.
Vivi is the man. Not technically. Vivi is the black mage.
Vivi's awesome. That's fine. No.
I have terrible taste, as Wayne, for you to say that.
No, I mean, like, it's not your thing, and that's fine.
But I'll see. I'm curious to see if it gets better. We'll see.
I think if you're not feeling it by this point, you're not going
to
feel it.
We'll find out. Because I kind of want to go back to 6 as well, because I haven't beaten 6 in forever.
What other news happened? I know other news happened. I can't think of.
They did the Sony PlayStation Studios thing, which, okay, cool, whatever. So now it's just Xbox Studios.
Well, they've done the Marvel thing.
Where, yeah, exactly.
At the beginning of all their games, they're going to do this montage.
I saw everyone Marvel getting, stuff. Like, sad and going, like, can't we just have it go whomp and move on to the next thing? Because I don't want another big-ass screen thing.
Yeah, because DC did it. And I'm like,
can we just start?
I don't think none of these are connected.
Yeah.
We're like, at least Marvel and DC are connected. Yes. This is just like, Sony owns these people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool, sure. Beans.
I
am looking forward to play Last of Us 2. I almost thought about playing Last of Us 1 again. I was like, no, I don't got time again. It's good. I played it last year, so I was happy. And I also played through Left Behind, which... Or was Left Behind, that was a side story, which was actually really...
Whew. It gives you so much character for Ellie that you're like, oh.
You're like, oh.
Yeah.
On that, I don't think...
No, and that's another reason why she got so angry at Joel, of like, everybody I love leaves me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to leave me too. Like,
yeah.
That's so good. I love that.
Mm.
I'm sure other things happened. Oh, we talked about it, but Boba Fett is going to be on Mandalorian Season 2. Like, it's been confirmed.
Yeah.
And it will be, the dude who...
Who's Jango Fett, basically. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I can't think of him right now. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Taika Waititi's going to do a Star Wars movie.
I'm kind of curious about that.
We'll see.
Yeah, like how much of it is going to be his personality. Yeah.
Just like Edgar Wright's going to do a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
But, him do it with Thor, with Ragnarok. And so,
he did. That is definitely his flavor.
And people love Ragnarok.
Did you ever get to see Jojo Rabbit?
No. Still haven't seen Jojo Rabbit.
I definitely see Taika Waititi's, like, brand on both. After seeing Jojo Rabbit, seeing, like, Thor Ragnarok, that is definitely his movie. So I'm hopeful. I don't know what he can do to make... Just nothing connected, please. I don't need more connections.
That's what they're doing with Mandalorian Season 2. I mean, like, they're bringing in Ahsoka. They're bringing in Boba Fett.
I hear about Ahsoka.
Yeah, Rosario Dawson's going to be Ahsoka.
Oh, wait, we did talk about that before.
And so it's just like... Why? I mean, is the galaxy that big and small at the same time? Where everything is connected always?
Let it die.
Like, you can have lines, you know, whatever, of like, there was another Mandalorian that was doing this, and you're just like, and you wore green armor, you're like, oh shit, that's Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And that's it. Why do you have to have him? Like, I don't understand why everything in this galaxy takes place in 60 years.
It's because they couldn't afford to keep Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda wanted too much money.
I just...
He carried an entire series.
Make your own thing.
Yeah. I would like... I am so apathetic about Star Wars. And that's... The best... Again, the last good Star Wars movie I saw was Han Solo.
was Solo, and even Solo's only okay.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I liked it. Like, it was good.
I liked it.
Until the end, part, I'm like,
right.
And I would have liked it better if it wasn't Han Solo.
Could you imagine
if that had come out before? You've
only seen Star Wars movies,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden Darth Maul is there, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to go watch 800 hours of cartoons. The fuck off.
Yeah.
Why is he back? Because he has legs. What?
Cool.
Witches and robot legs and... Okay.
All right. Let's tap out.
Like, Rogue One, and I really... that Vader scene is amazing. And I wish that Vader scene wasn't in that movie.
Yep.
But Rogue One feels like its own movie.
Yes.
It's the only thing that...
And it felt like it actually added to the universe. But
it is tied in... And the funny thing is, it is tied in to the Star Wars movies, but it's its own thing.
It's its own thing.
I hated fucking Tarkin. Hated Leia.
Tarkin's terrible.
I loved Vader and hate Vader at the same time.
Because it's so badass, but it doesn't also fit with the way it connects to it. Why is he super cool then, but not later on?
He can't be badass for, like, the next 3 years. He spent the last of his badassness.
He did.
But, like, that whole scene is fucking awesome.
Oh, yes. Like, you actually feel terrified.
He throws him against the ceiling and, like, squishes the... You're like, holy fuck, Vader. And then you're like...
Wait a minute.
But then he's just all like...
He forgot his inhaler. He ran out of his inhaler.
They make Vader so badass in that one scene.
And then you're like...
But he's too badass for what he is in the rest of the trilogy. And I love Vader. No, like, I love Vader, but he's not badass in
the trilogy. It should have basically been one of those... If you would have done that, like, 20 years prior, then you could have had, like, some kind of sense, or 10 years prior or something like that. Then you're like, well, something terrible happened or whatever. But the thing about Rogue One is it adds something to the universe and makes it better.
Because
It's the criticism of, like,
oh, and all it thing. Takes is a line from a scroll in one movie.
Yep.
Like... You want to learn how they got those Death Star plans? We're going to teach you.
Yep.
No, and but I was like, okay.
But I'm like, I loved it. Fucking loved it.
Yeah.
But yes. I was like, so Solo was the last good one. Like, Rogue One was the last great one I saw, because I really loved Rogue One.
Yeah, I loved Rogue One. I really, I know it was just New Hope, but I really liked Force Awakens. Like it less as the other two movies came out.
Yes, because they give it different color and you're like...
What else do we have? I'm sure there's something else that I'm probably missing.
Yeah.
But I just haven't been in the right frame of mind to kind of concentrate on things.
How this? I'm happy to be able to talk to you. I miss that, so it's nice.
All right, so... Pod question? I don't even remember what the last one was.
I don't either.
So, I'm going to start off and just... what do you do as a extracurricular activity to center yourself or to find yourself or to calm yourself or whatever? What's a you activity that you do? Send us your answers at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, SparkingsAU on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Tosh Kippy.
I'm at Karen Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us whenever I post this, which is probably Tuesday, maybe Monday, on SoundCloud and iTunes.
Okay, so...
You actually finished...
We are going to get to our spoiler-filled review of Final Fantasy VII Remake. So if you don't want to hang around for that, you've been listening to episode 357 of Spurgeon's a Geek. So we're Spurgeon's a Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. You check on the meat?
No, it's okay.
Okay, cool.
Let's see if we leave that in there. But yes, did be Final Fantasy VII Remake. It took me like 3 days because... See, we left off. I was climbing the tower, I think.
Yes.
I just fought Reno?
You'd fought Rufus.
Rufus, yes. Who's a bitch.
He is a bitch. He's a pain in the fuck.
Dude, he's a bitch. And so I just fought Rufus, and we do the extended motorcycle scene again.
Don't like the motorcycle combat.
With the air duster?
No, it's with the motorball.
Motorball. And... It took me like the first time he's murdering me and I'm like, the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah.
And the way that the camera goes and everything, it's hard to pull. And then finally I realized you have to pull up next to him and slash his tires. I'm like, okay, so I did that. And you have to
pull back when you're trying to
And you have to pull back and do it the other side. So it took me a little while, but once I grabbed that, I was like, all right, I see what you want me to do here.
Why wasn't this a fight?
It's cool, but why is it only sometimes my bike goes fast?
I don't fucking know. I hated this scene so... Like, I hate pretty much all the motorcycle scenes.
Yeah. Where everybody zips past you, and you're just like...
And you're gunning the fucking, like...
What do I do?
Yeah.
And eventually you catch up to them, and like, why...
And there's no real healing you can do to yourself, so you feel really hampered. Because I lost twice against Motorball before.
Dude, Motorball murdered me a few times.
I fucking hated it.
Yeah.
And I was expecting that there'd be a point where I'd get to him, get his like down like halfway health, and then we'd get off our bikes and we'd fight him. Like that's what you do
in right.
the regular game. Nope. All. Someone really is proud of those motorcycle combat scenes.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of them were.
No. And I hear you get to skip those completely when you do the replay if you want to, which I'm like, yes.
I'm doing the replay right now.
I did it when Days Gone was pissing me off. I fucking got pissed and I force quit it. And I was like, I'm just going to go play. I'm going to beat Shiva because I know how to do it now.
So. Yeah, I'm doing it on hard. I think I'm on chapter 3 or 4. Like, I'm just whatever. Like,
yeah, I'm not doing it on hard. I'm going to go play through it back normal because I'm lazy.
But then I was like, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to fight Sephiroth. And you were kind of like... Does he know you fight Sephiroth in this? And I kind of figured you did, but I didn't know you did. And then you fight Sephiroth. This took me 3 fucking days to beat Sephiroth.
Really?
He was a bitch. And I didn't like him. And it sucked. And I finally got it. And all right, I figured out his... Like, you'd figure out one attack and he would change up. And you're like, what do you have to do here? Oh, you have to switch from... Beast mode to single mode to block this one, but you have to switch back to beast mode to block this one. Okay, fine. It does have my absolute favorite game dynamic that I hope is put into like every game from this point forward, where so you have your ATB, whatever, and it fills up, and you can tell your characters to do whatever, heal or whatever. So I love that you can tell your character to heal somebody. If it goes into a mini movie, it takes away that ATB and they don't get healed. So it's like, yes, this is such a great fucking thing. I'm so glad you did this.
I can hate that so much.
Dude.
They better fucking fix that in the next game.
I'm like...
They need to patch it in this game, to be honest.
Let the heals go through or give you that ATB back.
Exactly.
It has to be... To do both, you're just like, what the fuck? And you don't know when this movie's going to pop up.
Yep.
So frustrating every time that would happen. Like, what is going on?
It's funny because that's one of my top 3 things that I probably, there's probably a few more, but top 3 things that I can tell you I can hate off the top of my head. The motorcycle fights. Fuck the motorcycle fights. That whole thing about the ATB and like during like scenes, and then the fact that when you're ahead of your people and you're not facing them, the sound cuts out on them. And those can all be
patched. I'm actually really glad that happens to you as well.
Oh, it happens to everybody.
Because apparently. I wanted to make sure it wasn't...
Yeah, I thought it was actually the same thing. I thought it was the way my stereo set was done. And I was like, nope, apparently it's everybody. Yeah.
Did you not game test that? Like, at all?
Like, I don't know if you can say that's a feature.
There are some things that... And granted, we don't work for a game company. Yeah. We never have. There are some things where I'm like, how did this get by? How did nobody see this one? Like, this is a big thing.
I just hope they fix it. Like, this is patch-worthy stuff.
Yeah. And, but how did it get to that point?
I have no fucking
clue. Like, there are certain things that, like Skyrim, if you leave too many doors open or whatever, it would crash. I was like, I can understand how you don't find that. Like, I get that. You mean to tell me that nobody in playtesting was like, hey guys, you can't hear sound if you're not looking at somebody?
It's a feature. It's immersive.
Yeah, I just...
So it took you 3 times to beat Sephiroth.
Dude, Sephiroth was a dick. It took me 3 days. I don't know how many times it took me.
Oh, I beat him in a night. But I played for 4 hours straight once I got to that last part. Like, I didn't stop. Like, I remember talking to Sarah in the morning, and I'm like, I beat him. And I think it was like 2 or 3 a.m. is when I text her. Like, it just says, I beat it. And then I went to bed, and then I woke up, and she's like, Jesus! And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it was... That fight was difficult as fuck.
It was and really fucking difficult.
Especially not having the ATB stuff take effect. That would have helped. I'm not saying that would have made the fight easy, but it would have helped.
Well, there's, like, and I'm watching a bunch of fucking YouTube videos that make me want to go back and play it again that talk about regular mechanics, advanced mechanics, like with Barrett, like the whole thing, if you're using his gun, you know, at the end it has this whole cool-off phase.
Right.
You can actually press triangle, like, right as that animation starts, and it actually and helps it cooling it off,
yeah.
But it'll actually cut that animation, so it actually use that animation to something positive. So it doesn't clip the animation, just replaces another one. And I'm like, fuck. There's shit like that.
There's
that
different materia combinations. I was like, oh, I didn't do any of this.
Yeah, there's a HP absorb with deadly dodge. So as you deadly dodge and hit people, you actually absorb materia from that. I'm like, what the fuck? But there's so much shit the game doesn't teach you, which is A, really cool that there's so much to it. B, is why the fuck didn't you teach me this?
Mm-hmm.
So you beat it.
I did beat it.
And?
I like it. It's probably an 8.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about all the conversations we're having about Advent Children and everything?
It's still relevant.
I don't think it is. I think it's rewritten.
Why?
Pretty sure.
But why?
Zack's not dead. That's a huge turn.
Zack's dead.
Zack's not dead. Zack's not dead at the scene that he normally is in the rest of the game.
Doesn't mean Zack's not dead.
I mean, Zack's probably dead by now, Zack
is dead.
But at that point, he's not, which means that changes a lot of the rest of the game. I don't know. I'm like, that and a bunch of other shit, there's so much to it. I'd have to look back. I've been looking at too much of these theories.
Cloud isn't a first-class soldier. Zack was.
Mm-hmm.
Cloud is a foot soldier, essentially. Yeah. No, Zack's dead, man.
Is Jesse dead?
I think so.
Because Biggs was dead.
They're not important.
Yeah.
That's way different.
Well, my thought is there's a bunch of shit that they just started tweaking and changing a bit, and I still think about the quality of the spirits. Yeah, I'm okay with
remake.
I do too. Believe me, I absolutely am all for tweaking, because I don't want verbatim what I got, because this was much more engaging than the 5 hours of Midgard that I got before.
And I do understand why people were like, I don't want the story spoiled for me. Like, I get that. But there were people that were like, can we talk about Eris' death with Remake? And I was like, well, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, like she
but
has a
she
premonition.
She will die.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty damn certain. Someone was thinking about like Tifa dying, and I was like, no.
No, Eris
it would
has
make
to die.
It would make sense for
and
Tifa to die.
There's even a video, one of the flashbacks.
Yes, about her dying.
And I saw people are talking about how this is a sequel to Final Fantasy VII and not a remake. And I'm like, it's not a sequel. Because if it's a sequel, then they would know who Cloud is.
So, the idea that...
One of them is a possible alternate timeline.
And that Eris can see the future, essentially. That's the one I've heard. And that she's essentially kind of trying to retweak things. Because it's like, what are the whispers? The whispers are essentially, like, the things
fates.
Trying to keep... Yeah, they're trying to keep everything on track. Because that's why Barrett doesn't die when he did die.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't die before.
Right.
And that whole thing at the end of them going through this, if you do this, you can't go forward anymore. And then you see all the whispers essentially go away. Now, if the whispers are back again in the next game, then I have no fucking clue.
Well...
But I kind of like the fact that I don't know.
Yeah, I mean... Yes, because you did get a vision of Meteor.
Yep.
And so you're like, okay, these things are happening. And so I kind of want it to be... Like Lost, where they're trying to change fate, essentially, and they're just like, no, what happens. Like, what happened on, like she knows what's going to happen, so she's trying to change what's happening,
yeah.
And somebody else is like, no, what happened on the island happened on the island. Like, you can change it, but it's still going to happen.
Yeah.
Or, like, Terminator type of thing, where, like, Rise of Machines on the third one, they're like, but we killed Skynet, and they're like...
You just postponed it.
The Terminator storyline isn't stopping the Terminators. It's preparing humanity for what is going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's actually why I liked Rise of the Machines.
I don't remember Rise of the Machines. That was the third one, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you liked it.
I did like it.
It definitely doesn't have everything perfect about the game.
No.
But the game gets stuck in my fucking head.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, and it's... It's fun to play. It, like, Square knows what they're doing and has no idea what they're doing at the same time.
I would agree on that.
15 is fucking... There are parts where I'm like, dude, you guys are back. And then there are parts where I'm like, huh?
15. Oh, the MMO one?
Final Fantasy 15. Yeah. No, the MMO is 14.
Oh, yeah, it's 15. Yes, thank you.
Where you're just like, yes. And then there are other parts you're like, what?
Oh, yeah, I would agree.
Where this does it, you're like, yes. And other parts you're like, what?
Like, Leviathan Battle.
In 15 is fucking stupid.
Fuck that noise.
Like, why did you do... What is this?
I have no fucking clue.
What is this?
I'm really fucking excited. I hope they learn... If they can tweak the show... Obviously, we want something different. Like, I can't wait to see how they introduce the other characters. Yes. What different styles they have. I want to actually play as Red 13, because I really think... I was so kind of peeved that I didn't. But I also, by how late the game... There's no way they're going to introduce like a character that late in the game and not give you a chance just to play with them. But I hope they learn from their mistakes, then make it a little bit better and tweak the shit that we really don't like. Please, no more bike levels. The fact that they introduced a character that they never came back again with Rorsch, the dude that I was like, fuck this noise. I'm like, what are you doing? And that's the part I don't get. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't get. But overall, though, the game trips nostalgia fucking pretty. Like, it does things where this is how I saw it in my head. Or this is better than I could have imagined it to be.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There are so many scenes where I got it, and I mean, just stopped, and I was like,
fuck. What they did with Eris, where they actually made me care more about her. I was, like, when she died, I was 17, and she was the first, like, character that died in a RPG that I had played like that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, man. And she, like, fucking stabbed through the back, but you're just like, Jesus Christ! But she doesn't have a whole lot of character in Final Fantasy VII. Yeah. In Remake, they really give her a lot of character. And you care more about her. I mean, they give everybody more. Even Marlene has character.
Yep.
Where she just used to be a Barrett's little girl. Now she has character.
Yeah.
See,
I felt that way about Tifa. Like, in the original game, I never really was attached to Tifa. I was always attached to Aeris. But...
They did a good job of giving Tifa character.
You're right. They gave everyone, like... I actually care about Barrett. Like, I like it because he starts off as a caricature, and then he kind of becomes his own character, and you're like... Like, Jack, every time I play Jack, he's like, I love Barrett. And then when shit happens terrible, she's like... Aww. Because it's impactful. Like, even Biggs, Wedge, and Jesse, I'm like...
They gave them a lot of character.
Wedge, meh.
Well, Wedge is
Exactly. He pulls a Chris Farley.
But I wouldn't care as much about Wedge if it wasn't the dude from Breaking Bad.
See, and I don't know Breaking Bad. I'm just like, why did you choose this guy's voice? It's a terrible choice is all I can
He does have a very weird voice.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like that they gave them, they made them real characters. They made everyone feel real. Like, they made Midgar feel real.
They made me care when the plate dropped.
Oh, God, yes.
Where, like, the plate dropped, you're like, well, that sucks. Now you're like, oh my god.
Up to it, I kept on thinking, I'm like, they made me care about the fucking train graveyard. I mean, love that shit.
A little bit. The kid was good. But one of the things is it makes you kind of... You know who Kate Sith is.
Yeah.
And so it makes you care a little bit more about Kate Sith. Like, they did just a good job making you... care about the characters you're supposed to care about, as opposed to, like, we're just kind of there with the character. Like, the only one that really got, like, Yuffie didn't... I don't feel Yuffie got good character development in 7.
Yeah, not really.
Like, I didn't like Vincent's character development.
It was okay.
Red had the best.
Red's beautiful. Like, him and his dad. And
I don't want to see that. Like, that's gonna tear me up.
I can't.
Oh, I can't wait, but that's going to be the in funny 14 thing, years when they finally get to part 2.
Don't do that to me. That's cruel. And it's right. I don't want to wait more than a year. I know I'm going to have to.
Give me every 2 years. Or, if you give me something like this every year, I would pay $60. I would end up paying like $700 for this fucking game.
Yeah, if you get this every year, I would absolutely pay for it.
But... If you go more than 2 years, you got problems.
You're going to lose your fucking Steam. I want them... How about this? They're already building Wutai better. So I can't wait for there to actually be a decent story with Wu Tai and with Yuffie. I hated Wu
Tai so much.
Well, that's the thing, because it was a side story. Yeah. All of it was.
It was so long.
It really was.
It was such a long side story. But I'm like,
make it better. Make it real. Make it fleshed out and make us care about you. Because I actually like Yuffie, but that's something, you know.
Well, I kind of want Midgar to attack. That would be so fun. Yuffie? Or Yuffie, but Wu Tai?
Oh, man. That would be so amazing. I started watching through Crisis Core, like a playthrough. Because they have a lot of... In that, there's a lot of Zack going after and doing missions against Wu Tai, because they're still in the war with Wu Tai. And it's very trippy. I was telling Sarah that there's a lot of things you can see the style that they pulled from Crisis Core and they pulled into this game. Because that was, like, the newer version of, like, the VR goggle fights, stuff like that, them going after it, the whole battle and war with Wu Tai and stuff like that. They really fleshed out more. I'm like, huh. Should have played this back when I had a PSP, but I never had a PSP. No one has a PSP.
I should. I don't know.
I don't know why either. Yeah, no. Oh, well.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the next time we'll do this will be The Last of Us.
Yeah. I'm going to buy it when it comes out. I've told myself it's actually one of those ones I'll buy it when it comes out. I'm not buying any special editions, but I'll just buy the
I fucking want that Ellie edition so bad.
I don't care about action figures.
It's not an action figure, it's a statue.
I care even less about statues.
I love statues. But it's... Like, I'm not going to spend that much on... But I fucking want it so bad.
Yeah.
But, like, if we got fucking Pandora's box over there,
that was one of my favorite ones.
I remember
buying that and actually selling my Pandora's box to Josh.
Aw.
Because he wanted the Pandora's box, and I just wanted the game and the special features.
I randomly picked that up at Fry's for $60.
That's what I did, too.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, that fucking game.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week, hopefully.
Imperial Assault, bitches. We have, like, 2 missions left.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
1 or 2, yeah.
I think you're saying, like, 2. We have, like, 1 main mission, and then, like, the last mission, I think.
Maybe, yeah. But, yeah. We'll be back next week, 3 for 7. Later, dudes.
Boop.